Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Join Kenneth Copeland today as he teaches us the fundamentals of faith and gives us insight into impact of words spoken from your heart. You have today what you said yesterday.
Mark chapter 11. The Lord gave me a very, very strong mandate and said to me, you go back and you begin teaching again the fundamentals of faith. Go back to the fundamentals. He said, you're teaching from the place where you are. And he said, new people coming in, they can't even understand what you're talking about. Go back to the fundamentals. And so I had to learn how to preach it over again, praise God. And I'm so glad I did. I've learned so much since that day. And so we're going to be beginning there this morning in the 11th chapter of Mark. And let's read, excuse me, please, from verse 22. Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. And as most of you have a cross reference like I do, it says, have the faith of God, which is very accurate. For verily, I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe. What are we supposed to believe, Jesus? Shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Now that's all one discourse. But if you do not forgive, neither will your heavenly Father, which is in heaven, forgive you your trespasses. It isn't that he's unwilling. It is that he can't. He can't get through to you. You're not receiving from him. Let's look now at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, please. 2 Corinthians 4. And look at the 13th verse. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore we speak. Now look at the 16th verse. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Now, faith is a spiritual force. It is not a mental force. It is not a physical force. Therefore, it is of the inward man. You are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a physical, natural body. Faith is a spirit force, born of the Spirit, born of the Word of God, and God is a spirit. And those that worship him in spirit and in truth. Praise God. Now then, let's look at Romans 10:10. out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let it be established. For with the heart, with the inward man, for with the heart, man or mankind believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So believe with the heart and then release it with the mouth. Say it with the mouth. All right, let's go to Luke 6:43, please. This particular scripture reference is very revealing, particularly in getting a solid concept of faith. Luke chapter 6, verse 43. For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bringeth forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. A good man out of the good treasure or deposit of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man, now, that's not talking about criminals and so, no, that we're still talking inside the kingdom of God. This is talking about people that are believers. Well, we find out in the book of Hebrews that an evil heart is a heart of unbelief. Mm-hmm. So, a good man of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. An evil man of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaks. Say it. Of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. One more time. The abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Whatever's in there in abundance is going to come out your mouth.
That's right.
If the word is in there in abundance, that's what's going to come out. Well, Brother Copeland, you know, I really have a praise in my heart. I'm just not very demonstrative. No, you ain't got a praise in your heart. If you had a praise in your heart, it'd come out your mouth.
Amen. Glory. That's good.
You got timidness in your heart.
Yeah. That's good.
You don't want to be out there. Well, there's such a thing as a sacrifice of praise.
Right.
So just start where you are right now and go where you've been going. And then take that next step that you really didn't want to do. And just keep doing that and keep doing that and keep stretching and keep stretching and keep stretching. And you'll find a wind up just as wild as everybody else around here. And then you'll be comfortable among all of us. Hey, Doc, it's good to see you this morning. Yes, sir. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, so we've established from Mark 11:23, 2 Corinthians 4:13, Romans 10:10, Luke 6:43 and through 45, that the first basic fundamental of faith, believe it in your heart and say it with your mouth. It's not good enough just to believe it in your heart. That's good. And you have to do that. But that's not the whole thing. The whole, this is spirit, soul, and body. This is an integrated system. It works all in unison. And whether you and I like it or not, it works all the time. It's working all the time.
Amen.
Spirit, soul, and body is functioning all the time. All the time. And you do have today what you said yesterday.
Amen.
The only way you can change for what you're going to have tomorrow is change what you're saying.
Amen.
Start off by changing what you're believing.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Most people. Now I'm talking about when I talk about things like this, unless I draw attention to it in a specific way, I'm talking about born again people.
Amen.
You understand? When I say most people, I'm talking about most Christian people.
Amen.
People that know the Lord, born again people. But most of them believe their feelings.
Right. Yeah.
They believe what they see.
Wow.
They believe what they hear most of the time. You'd be surprised how many people are so oriented in the news media and don't have a clue what's really going on. Do you understand those people they have a tendency to lie. Well, come on. Yeah. Amen. Because they are still in the news business. Amen. But even, let me back up a notch here. That's the reason it is so vitally important. The time that you give to the Word. The time that you spend in God's Word. Searching His Word, choosing to believe what's there, even if it's just totally opposite, diametrically opposed to everything around you and everything that's it's just shouting at you that it's not that way. Yeah, but this is what He said. This is what He said. Praise God. Believe it, then say it. Now, the second fundamental second point of the fundamental of faith. You believe it in your heart, you say it with your mouth, but you're not there yet. Act on the Word. You could put it this way. Act on your faith. Now here again, you do that all the time. Whatever you're believing, you're saying. And whatever you're believing and saying, then you act like that's true. You do it all the time.
Yeah.
You know, people get to thinking about, you know, dear Lord, you know, I believe I'm catching the flu. Well, no question about it, darling. Because you believe you're catching it, you said it, and now you're hunting a shot.
Yeah.
See, you believed it, you said it, now you're acting on it.
Right.
Well, that's fine. If that's all you know how to do, you better get the shot.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Maybe you better get two. You're believing it strong enough. And then the first little sign of a symptom. Oh, I got it. Human beings were created to function this way. The only thing of it is, we were created to function in the faith of God, in the Word of God, and act on that Word. Well, Satan can't change anything. He has to use whatever's at hand. Because he is a totally dead spirit. He can't create anything. He's extremely dumb. I don't mean in the way of lack of intelligence. It is dumb to think you can overthrow God.
Amen.
Brother, I mean, that's the height of dumb. That's how dumb can you get right there. Well, he tried it, lost his anointing, lost everything he has. So he is stuck with the laws of the Spirit.
Right.
Wow.
He's stuck with that. Wow. He has to work inside that perimeter. That's the reason that when Jesus laid out the laws of the Spirit in his word, that's the reason he said, the sower soweth the word. Satan cometh immediately to steal it. Now, let me warn you about something. Satan did not come to kill, steal, and destroy. He came to steal, kill, and destroy. I've noticed, I used to quote that around the other way. He's come to kill, steal, and destroy. No. You have to keep it in the order that Jesus said it. He comes to steal. If he can't steal it, he can't kill you. What is he out to steal? Your money? They don't care nothing about your money. The word. If he can steal the word, he's got your money.
That's right.
You'll give it to him with your mouth.
That's right.
Calling yourself poor, broke, I'll never make it. Boy, when they call poor boy, I don't answer. I used to. But that's the reason I have so much compassion for people that can't pay their bills and people that are hurting financially and people that are poor. I'm telling you, I hate poverty. I hate it with a passion you cannot imagine. And I love people. Listen, poor people, they just got a special place for me. But because I long, and I've never been destitute. Well, momentarily for a while I was, but it's my own stupid fault, of course. But I've been there where you just didn't have enough money to make it.
Yeah.
And things were in really, really, really bad shape. And that's the reason I'm so big on the prosperity of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. And I go and particularly and go into other countries and in certain parts of this country, of course. But I go there and it hurts, man. It hurts me because I know what's available. I know what can happen. I've seen it. I've seen it happen in the midst of abject poverty. I've seen the word of God take hold and people just rise up out of there and just turn the place inside out and right side up with the power of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. One group of people that I met this man and this was in an African country and it hadn't rained in so long. And people were dying on the street, and he had an empty, dried up lake out behind the church, and it'd been dry for a long time. And he got hold of the word of God. He got a hold of the word of faith. He got a hold of the word of God's prosperity, and that. One man asked Bishop Oyedepo in Lagos, Nigeria, if you're preaching this American prosperity gospel. He said, no, Jesus was not born in America. This man got walking around that empty, dried up lake, confessing the word of God on it. And over it, and it rained in that lake. It rained in that lake, filled up that lake. It didn't rain anywhere else. Everywhere around it was just totally, completely dry. But it rained in that lake, filled that lake up. Well, of course, everything far and wide come running around that lake. And so they began to set up food plots where they were planting around that lake. And the Lord said, now, you supervise this and you see to it that no two members of your church are side by side on their food plots. You do saint, sinner, saint, sinner, saint, sinner. He said, you checkerboard it around that lake like that. And he did. Well, of course, just in the natural, you got the water there and you got the seed. Well, you're going, you know, even the sinner can get a crop in a situation like that. But the people that belonged to that church and the ones that were functioning in faith, their crops were two or three times what the one right next to them. So you'd have a bumper crop and a normal crop and a bumper crop and a normal crop. It opened the eyes of so many people around that area and around that town that everybody got born again and everybody had bumper crops. So go back to that, what Jesus said, the sower sows the word, Satan cometh immediately to steal the word which was spoken. He is under pressure from this. Jesus said, my words are not my own. It is the Father that dwelleth within me. He does the works. Now that is a law of the Spirit. Amen. That was when he laid that law down. Satan understands that because he knows if he can get you to believe what he's saying and then you begin to say what he's saying, then he can do the work.
Oh, wow.
He can't work until you give him that place. But now put it right over on the other side. God can't work either in your life. It isn't that he won't, he can't. Unless you keep your eye on him, you keep your eye on his word, and you believe those words instead of believing what you feel, instead of believing what everybody else thinks and what everybody else is saying, and forget all of that and believe what the word is saying.
So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. The Explosive Faith Package includes The Force of Faith by Kenneth Copeland, along with the additional Growing Your Faith MP3 audio disc. These foundational resources will help you discover the difference between the physical laws of this world and the laws that govern our spiritual lives. Understand how fear affects the physical body. Discover what happens to your spirit the moment you accept Jesus Christ as Savior. Learn how faith transfers God's will to earth. Only God's Word can put your spirit, soul, and body into proper order. Change your tomorrow by changing what you say today. Activate the force of faith and move into the destiny that God has for you. Request your free Explosive Faith Package, an audio series and book by Kenneth Copeland. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Grow daily with the Word of God. Expand and develop your faith. Experience new levels of God's wisdom and revelation. Faith is your victory. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
I want you to make sure you request your free product offer this week. These things will make a difference in your life. It's an MP3 CD by Brother Copeland called Growing Your Faith. And along with that, the book by Brother Copeland, The Force of Faith. You need to know that faith is a spiritual force, and it's one born of the Word of God. And we've been learning from him this week the importance of just simply spending time in the Word, building your faith in God, your faith in the Word, renewing your mind to think in line with the Word of God. So read this book, listen to this teaching series, get them out with your Bible, study these things, and begin to train your spirit in the Word of God and develop this kind of faith, this force of faith that's in you just wanting to come out of you. It's going to become the foundation for a successful life. And here's the good news, it's free. So if you want these things, all you need to do is go to kcm.org, request them, and we'll get them to you right away. Kenneth Copeland Ministries provides the study notes for all of these daily broadcasts to you free of charge. So while you're at kcm.org requesting your free materials, get these notes, kcm.org/notes. Download the notes for all 5 days if you want to, and the outlines really just help you break down these messages. They point to the key things that are said and list out all the scriptures. So use these things along with what you hear on the broadcast and watch them go to work in your life. Thanks for watching today. We'll see you again next time on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Until then, remember this, Jesus is Lord.
Visit our website, kcm.org, to watch the broadcast or download the study notes free. You can also request a free copy of the broadcast on DVD, CD, or digital download. Shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Stay connected with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or our YouTube channel. Keep your faith strong in the Word and expect to see the manifestations of the Holy Ghost and fire.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event.
You're calling things that be not as though they were, and you begin to see it. Glory to God. I'm richer than I ever knew I was. I'm richer beyond my whole imagination.
Yes.
Praise you.
Because he can do exceeding abundantly beyond all I can ask or think, and he promised to do it according to the power that's working within me.
Join us December 31st to ring in the new year at Eagle Mountain International Church in Newark, Texas, USA. April 4th through 6th, Kenneth Copeland welcomes you to the 2019 Branson Victory Campaign at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri, USA. June 13th through 15th, join Kenneth Copeland Ministries at the Sacramento Victory Campaign at the Convention Center in Sacramento, California, USA. July 22nd through 27th, attend Southwest Believers Convention at the Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas, USA. For more information, go to kcm.org/events.